from CBS News Bay Area. This is the Afternoon Edition.
And right now in the Afternoon Edition, breaking news, Pleasanton police say multiple people were killed in a single car crash. Good afternoon, I'm Ryan Yamamoto. Investigators are trying to figure out what caused this crash and have not released the identity of the victims. Here's what we know so far. It's still a very active scene. As you can see, a section of Foothill Road is locked off as police work to clear the area. You could also see some foam on the ground. That crash happened around 9 o'clock last night near Stone Ridge Drive. Police have not said how many people were killed, but they say there were multiple victims. We have calls out to police for more information. We'll bring you the very latest as it becomes available. Our other top story here at noon, our UC Berkeley student protesters have reached day three of their campout in front of Sproul Plaza, saying they will not leave until their university meets their demands. They are calling on the university to formally acknowledge Israel's actions in Gaza as genocide, divest from corporations that support Israel, cut ties with Israeli university and programs, and enact policies to protect Palestinian students. So far, protests have remained peaceful.
I absolutely think that the encampment is, really showing that Palestinians are not alone in their struggle. We are trying to emphasize that, as the Palestinians have shown us over the last 7 months in the face of this genocide, that, that they are here to stay, and so are we until UC divests. We're not going anywhere.
Meanwhile, chaos erupted at student protests on other campuses all across the country, including at Emerson College, the University of Texas, Austin, and USC. That's where police met protesters with a show of force. Hundreds have already been arrested. And House Speaker Mike Johnson visited Columbia University, where demonstrations are also happening. He's calling for more action to be taken at these campuses.
We need the National Guard, law enforcement, or someone to come in here and take control.
Are you calling for the National Guard to come here?
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Meanwhile, Israel is nearing its eighth month in the war on Gaza, where eyewitnesses say Israel has already begun airstrikes on Rafah, Hamas's last stronghold where more than a million Palestinian refugees reside. Israel says it plans to move into an all-out assault on Rafah without a given timeline, an attack that the United States has condoned without a plan to save civilian lives. So far, more than 34,000 Palestinians have been killed in now the seventh-month-long war.
The Hamas propaganda video, which cannot be independently verified, shows Hirsch Goldberg Pollen talking under duress with an amputated hand, an injury sustained during the October 7 attack. But for his parents, it is proof of life and a sign of hope.
We heard your voice today for the first time in 201 days. And if you can hear us, I am telling you, we are telling you, we love you, stay strong, survive.
The release of the video sparked an impromptu protest of family and friends outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's residence last night, demanding he make a deal to bring the hostages home. Also under pressure, National Security Minister Ben Gafir, protesters chanted shame as he left a meeting, attempting to make a break for it through the crowd. Many here are terrified that time is running out, and they are angry. Anger exploded onto the streets last night, ending in scuffles with police.
And for continuing coverage on what's happening in the Middle East, the occupation at UC Berkeley and other college campuses across the country, stay with us on air on our website at kpix.com and streaming on the free CBS News app. Okay, turning to our weather right now, here's a live look outside. Beautiful shot of the Golden Gate Bridge, standing nice and tall. Maybe a little chilly outside, so bring your jacket. The winds are expected to pick up this afternoon. Meteorologist Darren Peck tracking the condition.
Got a little bit of a pattern change coming up in the forecast. First of all, more breaks of blue sky today as the marine layer loosens its grip. It's not going to be all day gray today. And we can thank this weak weather system off the far northwest coast for that. As this thing approaches, it's going to try and bring us a few showers. You can see most of this falls apart from a rain standpoint. I mean, if you look at this is tomorrow afternoon, we're seeing more blue sky than anything else, really. But there are still occasional showers mixed in. And as we get into the later afternoon, it turns into actual, like, isolated thunderstorms going through the Central Valley. But it just stays blue sky over here, and we never really feel this much from a rain standpoint, but we do from a wind standpoint. So when we get back together in the complete forecast, we're going to talk about how Friday is actually more about a windy day. I'll have that coming up.
Well, it's a case that sparked the Me Too movement, but today New York's highest court has overturned Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction. The Court of Appeals says the judge in Weinstein's case made several improper rulings that prevented the 72-year-old from getting a fair trial. That included allowing women to testify about allegations that were not part of the case.
What the highest court of New York says is that that evidence was so unduly prejudicial that its admission changed the course of the trial because the jury was looking at Harvey Weinstein, looking at his character, this propensity to act, and not looking at the crimes that were charged in New York.
The court ruled that Weinstein will get a new trial and has been serving a 23-year sentence in New York, but will remain in prison because he was also convicted in 2022 of rape in Los Angeles and sentenced to 16 years in that case. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments today over whether or not former President Donald Trump can be criminally prosecuted. And as Skylar Henry reports, the outcome could have major implications on this year's presidential race.
Protesters gathered outside the Supreme Court Thursday, where justices heard arguments about whether former President Donald Trump should be free from criminal prosecution, a claim he reiterated at a campaign stop in New York.
We have a big case today in the Supreme Court on presidential immunity. A president has to have immunity. If you don't have immunity, you just have a ceremonial president.
Trump's lawyers argued that a former president has immunity from prosecution when it comes to official acts during his tenure in office.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it.
Some justices seem skeptical of that argument.
If the president decides that his rival is a corrupt person and he orders the military or orders someone to assassinate him, is that within his official acts that for which he can get immunity?
It would depend on the hypothetical.
In filings, the special counsel argues that instead of an official act, Trump was working to carry out a, quote, private scheme to remain in power by fraud.
Working with private lawyers and a private public relations advisor to gin up fraudulent slates of electors, that is not any part of a president's job.
The Supreme Court's decision will determine whether special counsel Jack Smith can try Trump for his alleged efforts to interfere with the 2020 election.
Two lower courts have already rejected Trump's claims of immunity, but legal experts say it's possible the Supreme Court will look for middle ground.
They may not go the full distance that Trump is requesting, but they might be willing to recognize a more limited form of criminal immunity.
The Supreme Court's decision is expected by July.
Well, there is a possibility that the Supreme Court sends the case back to the lower courts, leading to further delays. And even if the Supreme Court sides with the Justice Department, it remains to be seen whether the special counsel will have enough time to try this case before a November election.